Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here with your midweek catch-up on all the news you should know about. Governor Josh Shapiro gave his budget address yesterday. Listen for more details on his proposal for the next state budget. And a new tourism line helps residents find things to do during the winter. It's Wednesday, February 3rd. Let's get you up to date. We'll get right into the governor's budget address. Only 3 months after he signed the current state budget, Governor Josh Shapiro proposed a new one on Tuesday for the fiscal year that starts on July 1st. Shapiro called for some new programs and renewed a push for past proposals that failed to get through the state General Assembly. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk has details.
Governor Josh Shapiro proposed a new budget Tuesday that would increase state spending more than 5%, but would create a $1 billion fund to build more affordable housing statewide.
We need hundreds of thousands of new homes, and this is how we build them.
Shapiro also wants to cap rental housing application fees and annual rent increases on mobile home lots. The budget also proposes to keep the state income tax the same and cut the corporate tax again. The plan would spend $53.3 billion, and Republicans think that's way too much. Representative John Fritz of Wayne County immediately criticized that and the budget's use of more than $4.5 billion from the state's rainy day fund. That kind of proposal led to a late budget last year.
There's ever a time in the near future where two things happen. A, we run out of stimulus dollars, and B, we have a hiccup in the economy and revenues are below estimates. We've got ourselves set up for a little bit of a disaster.
But Democratic Representative Tara Probst of Monroe County dismissed Fritz's criticism.
So that's their song and dance every year, and it doesn't surprise me, but it's a good budget. I mean, believe me, it's not the budget that we would all like. I mean, I want more, but it's one that's going to pass because I think that you have bipartisanship from other Republicans on this bill.
Shapiro also emphatically renewed his call for a minimum wage increase to $15 an hour, a proposal that's failed before. He also still wants to legalize and tax recreational marijuana and tax and limit skill game terminals to raise money. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Now Republicans in the state Senate say that Governor Josh Shapiro's budget proposal would threaten Pennsylvania's financial future if enacted. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, among their biggest concerns is pulling money out of the state's emergency funds.
Republican senators characterized Shapiro's spending plan as a wish list, one they'll push back against during budget negotiations this year. Among their hangups is Shapiro's pitch to tap into the state's rainy day fund.
The moment we start draining that fund completely is the moment we're going to get bond downgrades, we're going to get a negative outlook, we're paying more for our debt, and all of a sudden we have nothing.
That was Appropriations Chair Scott Martin. Republicans say they also want to reduce Shapiro's total spending number from $53.3 billion. But they didn't specify where those cuts should be made. Across the Capitol, House Democrats have rallied behind Shapiro's proposal. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that story. The governor also mentioned data centers in his budget address. And you can learn more about them this week on WVIA.org. Data Centers Deal or Dilemma is a three-day WVIA news series focused on data center developments in Northeast Pennsylvania and how they could affect area communities. Today's story looks at the potential impacts on water supplies. Find that story by WVIA's Kat Bolas and read along this week at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. So if you're looking for something to do this long, cold, lonely winter, the Pennsylvania Tourism Office has launched an automated telephone hotline to recommend things to do in the state. And the voices on the hotline speak in Pennsylvania's regional accents. Peter Crimmins reports for WVIA.
When you dial the Visit PA Winter Tourism Hotline, a pre-recorded voice greets you.
Yo there. Thanks for calling the Visit PA Snow Day Hotline.
The system describes things to do in eastern Pennsylvania with a Philly accent and in the western part of the state with a Pittsburgh accent.
Discovered a genius behind iconic pop art at the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh.
You'll hear a lot of yous and yins in the mix depending on what kind of path you choose.
That's Katie Berger, director of Visit PA.
Like you're meeting up with someone at Wawa or Sheetz and having a conversation with them about what they did this weekend.
On selected days, the phone operators will be live comedians fielding calls in real time. Representing Philly will be Betsy Kenny.
I know a lot of people from Philadelphia. They're like, oh, I'm not going to that art museum. It's too much. But you know what I say? Go for it. You don't gotta go to France to look at some nice art, okay?
The Visit PA Winter Hotline will be active through February. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
Thanks to Peter Crimmins for that story. Okay, this last story is not as fun, but it is interesting. In the past, if a Pennsylvanian died without a will or heirs, the Commonwealth would get their estate. But as Ann Danahy reports for WVIA, under a change in law that took effect last month, those assets will now go to community foundations.
Tiffany Boschert is the executive director of the Elk County and the McKean County Community Foundations. She says the funds could go to programs like YMCAs, food banks, and the Boys and Girls Clubs.
It's an exciting bill to pass because when that money comes into the community foundation, we're going to be able to grant that back out to the community. It'll go in our community fund and just allow us to continue to benefit the organizations right here in our counties.
Under the law, if someone dies without a will, their estate first goes to their children, then to other family members. But if they don't have any family or heirs, it can now be used to set up an endowment at the community foundation in their county. Brian Tate is the York County Register of Wills and Clerk of Orphans Court, and he's the president of that position's statewide association. That organization and the Pennsylvania Community Foundation Association spearheaded the effort.
If it just went into the state budget, it would be spent and gone. But if it stays at home in the community foundation in that county and is endowed forever, it multiplies.
Tate says a review found that someone dying without a will or heirs only happened a handful of times in Pennsylvania, but it adds up to about $400,000 a year. Christine Millender is Center County's Register of Wills and Clerk of Orphans Court. She says in her close to 40 years in the office, she's only seen the situation a few times. Still, she thinks the rule change is a great idea for when it does happen.
I think if the person was a resident of Center County all their life and paid taxes here and there's no known relatives to go to, I think that it would be a good thing for the community to have it.
Tate says Pennsylvania is now the only state where the money will stay local. In State College, I'm Ann Danahy.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.